Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InternetWrestle.com, all of our friends along the way. This interview brought to you by our friends at Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at clinchgear.com. Well, what do you say we talk a bit about what's going on at Wartburg College? It was announced on the 23rd by Wartburg College Athletics Director Rick Willis that they would move the assistant wrestling coach Eric Keller to the position of co-head coach of the Knights program. He joins us now, Eric Keller. Eric, how are you?
Doing great, Scott. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call.
Where does the time go, Eric? Maybe you are a better judge of that than I, but it seems like it's only yesterday when you started coaching there, approximately 2000 or so. And Jim Miller has been a teacher, a coach, a mentor to you, and now you are joining with him shoulder to shoulder to further that program. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm extremely excited. And you know, to answer that question, where does the time go? I don't know if I have a handle on that. It seems like it's going faster and faster every day, and you know, now that I'm a father, it seems like it's going even faster. But you know, I feel real blessed to be at Wartburg. It's a great community and obviously a great school. And, you know, it's been a real blessing to be here since 2000, and it has gone fast. So
I remember a young man named Romeo Giumessi. Yep. I remember watching him in high school, and the difference between he and the people that were sitting right behind me was rather obvious. He was an African-American male, and they were as white as the driven snow, and they were screaming their full heads off. And I turned around. I didn't know of Romeo at this time. I don't even think it was his senior year. May have been. But I said, what's the story here? And they told me the story of Romeo Giumessi. And lo and behold, Romeo, who could have wrestled anywhere in the country, ends up wrestling at Wartburg where his brother wrestled. You were one of those coaches that had a hand in turning him into the champion that he was, and that he's become a champion in life, furthermore, in large part because of Jim Miller, because of Eric Keller, and the good folks at Wartburg. Talk to us a bit about Wartburg as a college. It's a great place to be.
Yeah, it is. It is a great place, you know, and you know, speaking of Romeo, there's been a ton of kids come through that are, you know, just like him, have a great story. And, you know, that have the option to go to a lot of different places and do choose Wartburg over, you know, a lot of different schools, a lot of different divisions. And, you know, I think it's kind of a testament to Coach Miller and the program that he's ran and the way he's ran it and the people here at Wartburg, you know, because ultimately, you know, it's about the people and about the relationships that you form. And that's kind of the beauty of coaching is the relationships that you get to form with kids. And, you know, I think that's probably been a big part of it. You know, and obviously the academic side, it's a great school academically. And, you know, the other thing that's kind of special and unique about the place is that it really, really celebrates wrestling. It's a, mm-hmm. it's a place that loves wrestling, loves the sport of it, knows the sport. You know, you look at the community, it's, you know, with Waverly Shell Rock and the things that they've done recently, Coach Caldwell over there. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are just fired up about wrestling. And to be in that atmosphere and be in that environment and be a part of that, you know, it's a special thing, and I think a lot of kids realize that when they come here for a visit, that they see that, you know, it's a special place.
Seems to me you've been on track to be a bright star in our sport, not only with your performance as an athlete, but as a young coach. Most recently, a National Wrestling Coaches Association D3 Assistant Coach of the Year. Prior to that, you've been a part of national championship teams, national dual titles. It's been quite a run if you think about it. You look back at your career so far, even as young as it is, you've accomplished a lot.
Well, and you know, like I mentioned earlier about just being blessed, and I think a lot of that's just, you know, the place that I ended up being at, you know, is and again a testament to Coach Miller and just trying to step back really and learn as much as I can possibly learn. And you know, I know you can never know too much, that's for sure. And so I've just tried to take it all in and be able to pass it on to the guys that we coach and the guys that we work with. And I guess it's just kind of been a fun ride, you know. So I do feel fortunate to be at such a great place. And it has been fun. You know, winning championships is fun, and that's kind of what it's about. And having great kids, you know, you mentioned Romeo, and like I said, there's a ton of kids that I could sit here and name, but each kid having their unique story and the special thing about each one and seeing them be successful both on and off the mat, kind of what it's about. So
I'm enjoying that right now with my two boys. Both of them went to UNI. One is still there. He is the outgoing president of the student body, and the University of Northern Iowa is enjoying some success on the basketball court. You went to school there. You received your undergrad and grad degrees at UNI. You earned recognition there as an NCAA All-American and an Academic All-American, which is so important to me since I didn't get that. But you also served as team captain in 98-99. Take us back to those formative years for you as a student-athlete. At the University of Northern Iowa, it's a great place to learn to be a teacher, but you're surrounded by some incredible people.
It was a great experience for me. I really enjoyed UNI. And at the time that I came there, it was kind of a transition time there, with Coach Manning and Coach Penrith and Steve Hamilton, Coach Hamilton coming through. And, it was a transition time, but those guys were so great to work with, and it was a real good experience for me, and especially, you know, the academic side. You'd mentioned it's a great place to learn to be a teacher, and had some great teachers, some real knowledgeable professors that definitely had an impact on me and the direction that I was heading at that point in my life. So had a real good experience there, definitely.
All right, so who was your guy? Who was your coach in Indianola when you went on that, what I call an incredible tear, of 161, 10, and 1. I mean, was that, tell me who your head coach was at the time.
Coach Creason. Coach Creason. Coach Wes Creason. Okay. I should say Hall of Fame Coach Wes Creason after this year. He was just inducted into the Hall of Fame there at the state wrestling tournament this year. So that was the coach that I had down there at Indianola, and that guy did a lot of great things down there, you know, starting with the mat drive was the program that we got involved in when we were little kids, and the group that I graduated with, we had all been in that together and gone all the way through, all the way from the time we were, you know, little guys up to by the time we were seniors. So I think that was kind of a payoff for us to win the state title as a team that year, you know, everything that we had been through together. So, but Coach Creason did a lot of great things down there, definitely.
Now, was there any baseball players that came out of Indianola that have done exceedingly well?
Yeah, the Blake family, they're some ball players, no doubt about it. And Casey's having a great career right now. You know, he's out in L.A., the Dodgers, and we definitely keep a close eye on him and the impact he's making. So, but it's, I played against that guy in Little League, and he was pitching back then, and it was always ugly when that guy was on the mound against you, let me tell you.
Yeah, Casey turned out to be a fine guy. I remember announcing an Iowa Cubs game. I can't remember who he was playing with at the time. It may have been Louisville. I'm not sure. But I remember calling down to their dugout just to say, hey, because my nephew knew him from baseball and from high school. And I think both of my nephews played with him or played on teams around him anyway. We're talking with Eric Keller. Eric has recently been named the co-head coach of the Wartburg Knights program, along with a longtime coach and inspiration, Jim Miller, and he has been that guy for you. He has been that that mentor. How would you say he's best affected you? Has it been in paperwork? Has it been on the mat? Or has it been a combination of all of it?
Yeah, it's definitely been a combination of everything. You know, you kind of alluded to it in the beginning. You know, he's the kind of guy that he gives you the freedom and the ground to make decisions and to help you grow. You know, he's not micromanaging, and he's there to help you learn to be a coach, and that's what's been so great about it, you know. And you know, I think I mentioned earlier about the different coaches that are out there now that have been through the Wartburg program, and you know, I think each one of those guys would attest to it that, you know, Coach Miller allows you to be put in a position to make decisions and to help you be successful and guide you along the way. So, you know, I think all of those and you know, just the special relationship that I've had with him, you know, we complement our styles together, and it really has been a great experience and a great ride for us.
Jim's got to be approaching 70 years old. I have no idea how many years he has left in him, but he still looks pretty young.
Yeah, that's always a great mystery. How old is Coach Miller? Everybody always wants to know, and I'm like, I don't know. I think he's only 40.
I'm teasing. He's nowhere near 40. Jim is he's a great man, and I will always hold him up as an example of what coaches should shoot for. I'm glad you're there. It sounds like that's a place that you've decided to at least eye toward retirement as far as being a part of the Wartburg staff, part of the Wartburg athletic administration, being one of the head coaches. That's pretty darn cool. But what are your ultimate goals? I know it was not the year that you guys hoped for as far as the Knights competition go within the division, but what are you planning for the next couple of years?
Well, yeah, I mean, this year, it was a hard year for us. You know, we knew it was going to be a rebuilding year. We had graduated so many guys last year with the talent that we had. You know, I think we graduated 3 national champs and a runner-up. And, you know, anytime you lose that in a year, it's going to be tough to replace. But, you know, overall, our young guys did a good job of, and they came a long way this year from where we began, you know, ranked 6th. And, but ultimately, yeah, you're right. It's not what we want. And, you know, we're not happy getting 3rd place, you know. We're not happy unless we win the national title. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that is the goal for us every year, is to win a national title. And, you know, we want our guys to be able to feel that feeling and to reach that goal themselves. And, you know, anytime you have a year where guys aren't getting what they want out of it, when they put that kind of work in, it is disappointing. So, but that's definitely what we want to get to every year. That's what we strive for, that's for sure.
Does Augsburg remain your greatest rival?
I'm sorry, again, say again.
Does Augsburg of Minnesota remain your greatest rival?
Yeah, absolutely. Those guys, you know, you give them all the credit in the world. They put together a great team this year and did a great job of getting it done. And it's such a special thing for Division III wrestling to have those guys. And, you know, I know they challenge us, and we definitely challenge them. So, but they're definitely the rival for us. It's always a good experience to wrestle those guys.
So the goal to return to NCAA Division III championship status next year, the year after that, and you're looking for good guys. I mean, that's one thing about D3. It's an open door policy. If you guys are ready to wrestle and you need a home, they're going to take a look at you. If you're ready to buckle down and work hard and show that you care as much about your progress as you want them to care, guess what? Wartburg may be that place, and Eric Keller may be that coach that can help you achieve the greatness you believe lives within. Eric, congratulations on your new job. I know that Waverly's a great home for you and your family, but it's more about those kids, and I know you're a good teacher, and you certainly have a lot to give. We appreciate that.
Well, thanks a lot, Scott. I really appreciate it.
Good job. Congratulations. This has been a very special interview with Eric Keller. He is the new associate head coach of Wartburg, the home of the Knights in Waverly, Iowa. This is Scott Casper speaking.